Dan, what do we mean when we say character, and what are some of the qualities that we're looking for ideally?
Well, historically, character has carried with it religious overtones or judgmental overtones, like you either have a good character or a bad character, implying you're a good person or not a good person. And look, that's not the kind of character we're talking about right now. Character, according to Angela Duckworth and the character lab that she runs, is the intentions and actions that benefit both the individual and others.
And what does that mean?
Well, she's got several different character strengths that go into that. So in order to accomplish that, we need things like curiosity, gratitude, grit, which was her best-selling book that really got this on the nation's radar, purpose, self-control, social intelligence, compassion, empathy for others, and helping others grow also.
And can we continue to learn those things throughout our lives, or is this something that sort of has to happen in childhood and youth?
Before I read this research, I would have said much of this can be learned, but some of it really can't. Well, when I read this research, I've changed my thinking that most, if not all, of these characteristics can be learned and or nurtured. And a lot of them are in there already. They just need to be nurtured. Things like curiosity, that's one of the character strengths. My goodness, Mike, and we're all born with curiosity. We want to know everything. And it can be nurtured. You know, gratitude also, you know, one of the characteristics. You know, we're, it's in there. We're born with it.
And what is the goal of this work, ultimately?
Well, the goal here is, A, to make kids more comfortable inside their skin, more self-confident, have more faith in who they are and their skill set, and to have kids go out into the world having a purpose. And I'm not talking about getting a good job and all that. That is part of it. But a bigger purpose in life. Young people who can answer the question, why? Why do you work so hard? Why do you want this job? And many will respond with, I want to make the world a better place. I want to be able to help people who need help. That's what they mean by a deeper purpose.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.